Hello, everybody. This is Jeff in Beijing for another Radio Sinoland show. Today's show is a recap of my May 1st show about Mao Zedong. I got a lot of comments by email from people. Some were dismissive and said he wasn't worth the trouble to even talk about. I had other people who said that that the Cultural Revolution actually did some good things for China. I had some people who said he was still a monster. In any case, kind of a range of opinions, and I replied to every one of them. So I just like a quick recap. What I wanted to say was that when Mao took over in 1949, he took over a war-torn, drug-addicted, exploited Western Japanese colony. He kicked out the fascist KMT and Chiang Kai-shek. He kicked out the fascist Japanese. He kicked out the colonial Westerners. And he then proceeded to make China a drug-free country and turned what was actually a 19th century, you know, backwater and a hellhole into a very successful economic and social developing country by the time he died in 1976. He did this at the same time making China very proudly independent of Wall Street, the Western banks, and Western corporations. And this is still holding true today. And so this actually, when he died in 76, when Deng Xiaoping, the paramount leader after Mao's death, when he started his reforms in 1978, which is what we are experiencing now today, that would have never happened without all of the amazing infrastructural, economic, and social progress that Mao created. I said that in the historical context of Europe and the United States, Mao was a pretty run-of-the-mill revolutionary, and that all revolutions are bloody affairs since they entail the loss of, you know, one class's power to another, be it the American Revolution, the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution, or the Chinese Revolution. I also acknowledge that the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution were regrettable mistakes, although one listener even explained that the Cultural Revolution was actually very well liked in the countryside, as it gave the farmers the opportunity to remove Communist Party officials who had become corrupt. And he even sent me a link of a book available on Amazon called The Unknown Cultural Revolution by a writer named Dong Ping Han, H-A-N. Maybe when I go back to the States one day, I'll pick it up and read it. And I also said that compared to all the atrocities committed by around the world, not in China, but around the world by the West for the last 500 years of, you know, Euro-American colonialism, which is continuing to this day, as we know, in the Middle East and Africa, that it puts into proper perspective these historical events in China's modern history. I did not say that Mao was an angel or a saint, only that for the Chinese, his achievements overwhelmingly outweighed the negative impact of the Great Leap Forward in the Cultural Revolution. And as I wrote about in my first book, 44 Days, Mao was a psychopath, but I think any world leader has to be a psychopath, because there's no way you can, you know, get into power at that level without being one, because you must be able to inflict pain and suffering on other people and feel no remorse, and that's the definition of psychopathy. So that's what I really wanted to say. He was a fascinating person. It was a fascinating time, and I wanted to simply put everything in perspective, comparing Europe, the United States, what has happened, where they have been active around the world for the last 500 years and still are, and what happened here in China, and tried to put it into proper perspective. That's just a quick wrap up on that, and I'll have another show here shortly.